From the team at news.com.au, this is the latest from the newsroom.
Hello there and welcome to a special breaking news edition of From the Newsroom, with the Royals having just released a brand new statement about King Charles's health. Almost 3 months after it was first revealed that the monarch had been diagnosed with an undisclosed form of cancer, forcing him to largely retreat from the spotlight while he underwent treatment, there's been some very positive news out of Buckingham Palace. The King is set to return to public life starting from next Tuesday, where he'll visit a cancer treatment centre with his wife, Queen Camilla, marking the first in a series of engagements across the coming weeks and months. Here's the BBC breaking that news on Friday night.
Released tonight, Buckingham Palace says the King's treatment isn't over, but that doctors are encouraged by his progress.
It is the return of the King, but it will be step by step in the weeks and months to come.
Now, we did see the first encouraging sign in his recovery earlier this month when he was given the green light by doctors to attend the royal family's annual Easter church service at Windsor Castle. After a period of laying low, he obviously had all eyes on him, but he appeared to be in good health and good spirits, and he smiled and waved at the small crowd within the private grounds. While we may not have seen a lot of Charles, he has been keeping busy behind the scenes, continuing to hold private meetings as head of state and complete official paperwork. There's been a lot of speculation and plenty of unsubstantiated rumours about the King's health, and it's all been compounded by the fact that Kate, the Princess of Wales, is also undergoing treatment for cancer. So this is hugely positive news after what's undoubtedly been a really tough time for the royal family. Anyway, that's all for now, and we'll be back with more from the newsroom next week.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like, choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.